Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Hey, daf 45. We left off on Mem Dalet, on Bed 44b, towards the middle of the page. The Gemara begins, Etive, we have a contradiction. Ketanash amra hitkabeli giti, if a young girl says, receive my get. He says to a messenger, she says to a messenger, receive my get. Hey, no get, achi agia get leyada. It's not a get until it gets to her own hand. Ha na'ara, harei ze get. But if it was a na'ara, if it was a 12-year-old, it would be considered a get. She can appoint a shaliach. But we said yesterday, a na'ara cannot appoint her own shaliach. So which one is it? Can a na'ara appoint or not? So the Gemara says, Hacha v'may askina, what are we dealing with here? V'she'en la'av, it's referring to a na'ara who does not have a father. Therefore, then she is allowed to appoint a messenger. So the Gemara says, Hami dekatani seifa. In the latter part, it says, Im amar avia tseve kabel get li libiti. If the father says to a messenger, go out and receive a get for my daughter, so it sounds like imratza ba'al lachzor bo lo yachzor. So if the husband wanted to retract, he's no longer allowed to retract. Michlal, since the latter part is referring to there is a father, michlal dereisha b'diyesh la avaskina, and it must be that in the first case there is a father. So the Gemara said no. Chasur mechzar v'achay ketani. There's something missing, and this is what he meant to say. Ketana she'amra itkaveli giti. If a young girl, a child, says, do a messenger to receive her get for her. Ain't no get achi agia get leyada. It's only a get once it gets to her hands. Ha na'ara, her is a get. But if she was a 12-year-old, if she was a na'ara, the get is counts by a messenger. The Gemara says, "Bemed v'rei mamurim." When is that the case? Kesha'in la'av, when she has no father. Aval yesh la'av, if she has a father, ve'amar avia tse v'kabel lebiti gita, and the father says to a messenger, go and receive a get for my daughter. If the husband wanted to retract, lo yahazor, he can no longer retract. That's what it meant to say. The first case is no father. The second case, there is a father. Itmar, we learn the following. If a ketana gets kiddushin, not on the consent of her father. There's no consent of the father. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, sircha get u'tsircha mi'un. She needs a get to get out of it, and she needs mi'un. What's mi'un? Mi'un is if a young girl who gets married off by her mother or brothers, the kiddushin midera banan, the chachamim instituted something called mi'un, that she, before she receives the age of adulthood, she can go and do refusal. She can, no, I don't want to be with this man, and she can refuse the marriage until the age of 12. So the Gemara says, she needs both a get and mi'un. Amar karna, karna says, dvarim bego. Well, it doesn't make any sense. Im get lama meun. Im meun lama get. If she needs a get, why does she need a refusal? And if she needs a refusal, why does she need a get? Which one? Oh, she needs one, not both of them. So Amrule, they said to him, Ha mor ukva beidina bekafri. They said, mor ukva and his beidin is right next to us. Meaning, it's right here. Let's go and see what they say. Afkua. So they flipped around the opinions. They flipped around Karna and Shmuel. And they sent it to Rav. Shadura lekameh de Rav. Now Rav, who is he very well known and learned with? Shmuel. So he knew Shmuel's opinions. So they flipped Shmuel's opinion so that he wouldn't be biased to go like Rav or not like Rav. I wanted to make sure that there's no biasness involved. So they sent it to Rav. Amar lehu, they said to him, Rav responded, Hay Elohim. He says, he swore, Tzricha get tzricha miyun. He says, you need both, a get and refusal. And he says, oh yeah, yeah, I worry for the children of Shmuel, the son of Avua de Shmuel, who said such a thing. Meaning, he thought that Shmuel's opinion was the opposite opinion, was Karna. And so therefore, that's why he said that. Really, Shmuel was of the opinion that said, you need both a get and a mi'un. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? Amar avacha b'rei d'ravika, tzricha get, shemen itratza avi kiddushin. She needs a get. Why? Because maybe the father wanted the kiddushin. She needs refusal. Maybe the father did not want the kiddushin. Okay. And people would come and say that kiddushin would not count with her sister. Meaning, a divorcee, her sister is now asur min ha-Torah to go and marry that same man. Asur min ha-Torah. But in this case, they're only doing it out of doubt. Maybe the father wanted the marriage. So they do mi'un to uproot that from you thinking that she's really a full divorcee. Therefore, she's not really considered that, and it wouldn't have that isur that the sister would be asur, the kiddushin would not take effect. Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu sheshid decho. Rav Nachman says there had to have been some pairing up, some shiduchin done before. Rashi says, kesheshidech ba'avia, avia kodem kiddushin. The father made this pair up before the kiddushin happened. The Gemara says, Ula amar, afilu me'un eno tzircha. Ula says, no, you don't even need refusal. You don't need anything, Ula says. The Gemara says, she's not considered kiddushin at all. Right? So the Gemara says, even if there was shiduchin, there was some pairing up beforehand, still you don't need you don't need any mi'un. The Gemara says, man de matniha, lo matniha. The author over here that's stating Ula's opinion is not the same author who was stating Rav Nachman's opinion earlier on. And therefore, there are two different Tanaim, right? Rav Nachman said, "V'hudu shidecho." Ula is completely disagreeing with that. So therefore, these are two different Tanaim. Ikadamri, some say, Amar Ula, ketana shenit katsha, sholadat aviyah, if a young girl, she gets engaged, not on the consent of her father, afilu me'un enatsricha, she doesn't even need refusal. Nothing. Meiti Rav Kahana, we had this in Gemara, Masachet Yevamot. The Gemara says, "V'kulan imetu o me'enu o nidgashu shenimsu eloniot atzarot en mutarot." Any of those 15 arayot women, we said, if any of them they died or they did refusal or they got divorced, or they were considered ailoni, they weren't able to have children, any of those, the co-wives would be permitted. So the Gemara said, the kachaman, who did the kiddushin there? Ilema the kachavia, maybe the father did kiddushin. The Gemara says, b'me'un sagila, if the father did kiddushin on a young girl's behalf, refusal is enough. Get malia baya, they need a full-fledged divorce. Ella lav de kacha ihi nafsha, it must be referring to that she herself, those girls married themselves off. Veketane, what do we say to baya mi'un? You still need refusal. So you see that even if the girl marries herself off, she still needs a form of refusal. The Gemara says, hu motiv la umu mfarekla. He asked the question, he's going to answer the question. Kegon, shenasa la maase yetoma b'chaye av. No, that it was like an incident of an orphan in the life of the father. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kegon shesia avia le'acher, the father married off to someone, v'nit armela u'nitgarsha b'katnuta. She became a widow or a divorcee during her young age when she was a child. Sharehi b'chaye avia k'yetoma. She is in the life of her father. She's like an orphan. The kevan shesia en avia reshutpa. Since the father married her off, the father has no more jurisdiction over her. V'achariken kidsha hi etatzma. The girl then married her off to someone else. I think there's a girsah change over here. She did it herself. The hani kiddushin ba'umiyun, that kiddushin requires refusal. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The father had no jurisdiction over it. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, Meiti Ramim Nuna, we have a contradiction. We said, Ein mochar lekrovim. What is this referring to? We learned this earlier. You cannot sell your daughter to relatives. Why? We said earlier that she has to be re'uya le'i'od, that she has to be fit to marry them. If you're selling her off as an ama, ivriya, as a maidservant, she has to be able to be fit to marry them. She's not fit to marry these relatives. So the Gemara says, Rav Nuna, Meiti Rav Nuna, Ein mochar lekrovim, Mishumer Belazar amru, mochar lekrovim. Belazar says, no, you can sell them to relatives. Sell her to relatives. So the Gemara says, Vishavin, and they both agree, Shemochra almana lekoin gadol, you can sell a widow to a Kohen Gadol, even though she's asur to him, to marry. Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Ediot, a divorcee or a chalutza to a regular Kohen, you can sell them. So the Gemara says, Hai almana hechidame, this widow, how is it referring to? Ilemen tikacha avia, if you say that the father did kiddushin for the widow to the Kohen Gadol, mi matze mezabena, is he allowed to sell her off to the Kohen Gadol? Ha en adam mocheret bito l'shichut achar ishut. We learned that a man is not allowed to sell his daughter to slavery, to maidservant, after he sold her to marriage. How can he do this? So el alav, it must be the kadish ihi nasha. It must be that she married herself off. And what do we say? Mekakarila almana. And we called her a widow. Hold on. Ula was of the opinion that the woman who marries herself off, she without the father's consent, she doesn't even need refusal. Nothing, the young girl. Nothing. Over here, what are we saying? She's considered an almana. She's a widow. So what does it sound like? That no, it's completely. She does require some sort of separation in the marriage. So the Gemara says, Amar v'Amram, Amar v'Yitzchak, Hacha b'kiddushei Yehud, v'alivi d'Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehuda. Over here it's referring to kiddushin of Yehud. What's a Yehud? If a man acquires a Amai Ivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, and then he marries her, so that marriage, the Gemara says, Amar ma'ot harishonot lav l'kiddushin. No, the original money that was given to acquire the woman was not for kiddushin. And therefore that's why it's not considered, Ula doesn't even require you to do mi'un in such a case. Okay. Itmar, we learn the following. Mit. If let's say this person who did kiddushin without the girl who did the kiddushin without the consent of her father, mit, she died. The husband died. Her husband died. V'naflat lefne achiv le'ibum. And now she had no children. So she has the mitzvah of yibum to the brother-in-law. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Amarav una amarav, mima'enet l'ma'amaro, v'ina mima'enet l'zikato. She needs to do mi'un, refusal, to his ma'amar. If he does ma'amar to her, ma'amar is whenever you do kiddushin from the brother-in-law to the sister-in-law, instead of doing yibum, he does kiddushin with her. So if she would be required to do mi'un, this refusal, for her ma'amar, for the ma'amar, but she would not be required to do refusal for the zikaf, just for the binding itself. So the Gemara says, Kitzad, how is it so? Asaba ma'amar, if the man, the brother-in-law, did ma'amar with her, she needs all of them. She needs a get, she needs chalitza, and she needs refusal. Why does she need a get? Because maybe the father really wanted her to marry the second guy, the brother-in-law. She needs chalitza. Shema nitratza avi kiddushei rishon. Maybe really the father wanted her to marry the first brother. Therefore, she needs chalitza to sever that marriage. Again, we're talking about a young girl. Tzicha miun, and then she needs refusal. Shema lo nitratza ha'av lo bikiddushei rishon lo bikiddushei shini. Maybe the father didn't want her to marry nor the first guy nor the second guy. So therefore, v'yomru ein kiddushim tofsin b'achota. People are going to come and say that kiddushin now are not going to take effect with her sister. If the guy wanted to go marry her sister, it won't work because it's achot chalutza, right? So therefore, achot gerusha, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Rashi says, "V'kashya li lama li shema lo nitzah v'kiddushei rishon v'lo nitzah v'shem rishon." V'kivan de'en kan get tafsei kiddushin v'achotah. The kiddushin tafsein v'achot chalutzah k'dechameh. Arei tzichu ha-get omer de get gamur hu v'kiddushin ein tafsein v'achotah. Tzichu ha-mi'un. So therefore, if somebody sees this, what are they going to say? They require a get. They're not going to know it's chalitza. Achot chalutza, sister of chalutza, kiddushin does take effect. The Rashi is saying, but achot of a gerusha, of a divorcee, kiddushin does not. So people are going to think it's a gerusha. Therefore, she does mi'un to show that she's not. It's not achot. The sister is not achot gerusha, and you would be allowed to marry the sister. The kiddushin would take effect on her. So the Gemara says that's why you need all three. You need a get, you need chalitza, and you need mi'un. So the Gemara says hakol yodim achot chalutza derabanan. So the Gemara answers, no, this is why. Because everyone knows that Achot Chalutza is there. This is what the Rashi was saying. The Amar Shakish, Rish Akish says, Kan Shana Rebbe, Achot Gerusha mi Deoraita, Achot Chalutza mi Debrei Sofrim. The sister of a Chalutza is Deoraita. The sister of a divorcee is only Derabanan. Meaning, what we were saying over here was, this woman is Achot Chalutza. So the Gemara is saying, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Afilu im chalitza zo chalitza gemura, kiddushin tofsin b'achota. Shachol chalitza ina asura ila midibrei sofrim." Okay, Rashi is explaining. You're saying this lady is achot chalitza. She's a sister. This lady is getting chalitza. That means the sister now, people are going to think that she's asur to marry this guy. And if the guy does kiddushin with her, it won't take effect. So that's why we do mi'un, to show everyone that no, the kiddushin would take effect. Hold on a second. If a man does kiddushin with a sister of someone that he did chalitza with, kiddushin does take effect. It's only asur midirabanan, but kiddushin would still take effect. That's what the Gemara was saying. So the Gemara was asking that question. The Gemara is answering that question by saying that no, we don't even need that. Achot gerusha is deoraita. A sister of someone who's a divorcee to marry that man is isur deoraita, and kiddushin would not take effect. But over here, the sister of a chalutza, of a chalutza, is only derabanan, and therefore kiddushin would take effect. And therefore, you don't even need to do mi'un to uproot that thought that people may have that, oh, she's an achot chalutza. There's no problem if people think even this complete chalutza was done, because a man who does chalutza with kiddushin with the sister of someone he does chalutza with, kiddushin would take effect. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Is that good? Clear? Okay. So hold on, I just want to make sure I didn't skip anything. I think I skipped the line. 1 second. I skipped the line. Mechila. That's why it's confusing. Lo asaba ma'amar. If he didn't do ma'amar with her, then what? Einat shicha ela chalitza bilvad. You only need chalitza. Why? Ma'amart. What's the reason? What are you saying? Tibai nami meun. You should also require refusal. So the Gemara then says, Shema yomeru in kiddushin tosin ma'chota. Maybe people are going to come and say that kiddushin. that kiddushin won't take effect with her sister. The Gemara answers, "Akol yodim, achot chalitza derabanan." Everyone knows that a sister of the one he does chalitza with is only derabanan, and kiddushin does take effect. The Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, "Kan shana Rebbe, achot gerusha midavoraita, achot chalitza midavrei sofrim." That a sister, someone he does divorce with, is isur davoraita. He cannot marry her, and kiddushin won't take effect. But here it's talking about achot chalitza, a sister of a chalitza, which it's only isur derabanan, and therefore kiddushin would take effect with the sister, and that's why we don't require mi'un in a case where he didn't do ma'amar with the lady, with the woman. So therefore, that's why we wouldn't think that kiddushin wouldn't be tofes with the sister. That's what the Gemara is trying to teach. The previous case was he did ma'amar, that's why you need to do chalitza, you need to do mi'un, because people might think that she's achot gerusha or something. People may think that therefore you wouldn't be able to marry the sister. But over here, no one's going to think that because it's an achot chalitza. It's a sister of someone that was chalitza was done to, the kiddushin would take effect. Hanu Beitrei. There were these two people, the Havu Kashatu Khamra to Tetzi Baby Bavel. They were sitting under a tree and they were eating, they were drinking cups of wine. So listen to what this guy did. Shakal Khad Minayu Kasa. He took one of his cups of wine, the Khamra. Yahavle Khabre, he gave it to his friend and he said, Amar Mikachili Barataich Libri. He said, I want your daughter to be married to my son with this cup of wine. He says, you in? So the Gemara says, Amar Avina, Afila Leman, Damar Khashin and Sheman Itratza Av. There's an opinion that says that maybe we would be concerned that the father would want the marriage if, let's say, the daughter got married without his consent. Over here, Shemini Tratzah Ben Amrinan. We don't say that maybe the son would have wanted the marriage. Meaning, a father is not allowed to marry off his son against his will. A father can marry off his daughter, but he can't marry off the son without the son seeing who he's marrying. The son gets to have the jurisdiction to do that first. So the right? Why? Actually, it's very interesting. Rashi over here. Rashi says, not to get into it so deep, but Rashi says basically, for a daughter, the Torah understood, I guess this was back in the day, I don't think this is necessarily today, but back in the day, the daughters weren't so picky. So therefore, they would be okay with it. The father marries the mom, he marries the mom. The sons, Rashi says, about Gavra, Daik ben Nasif. He's very picky, the sons. He's looking for what he wants. You know. So therefore, the father can't just marry him off. He wants to find what he wants. That's what Rashi says. So the Gemara says, Amri Le, they said to him, Rabbanan Ravina, V'dilma shaliach shavye, maybe the son made his father a messenger, go and marry me off, find me a wife. Where it says, lo chatzif inish l'shavu yelavu ha-shaliach. Nobody is sending their father as a messenger. That's chutzpah, that's not a proper etiquette for a person to do. The Gemara says, V'dilma artsuye artse kameh. Hold on, maybe the dad and the son were having a conversation. The dad said, oh, what kind of girl do you like? Says, this kind of girl. Says, okay. So he took upon himself, say, if I find someone like that, I'll marry you off. Maybe that was it. It wasn't like a messenger, but that's what he did. Amar le Rabba Bar Shimi, Beferush Amamor de Lo Savar Leha de Rabbi Shmuel. He says, we don't hold like Rav and Shmuel that say that we worry that maybe the father would be concerned, that the father would have wanted the marriage if the daughter got married without his consent. So too, we say the same thing here. We're not concerned that the son would have wanted the marriage if he got married without the father's consent. We're not going to think that, oh, maybe the father had a conversation with the son and therefore they talked about this and the son wanted this type of girl and this was all planned. No, we're not going to think that out of random. Unless that's true, unless we see that it's proven. Don't do this at home. A guy went and did kiddushin instead of giving a ring. What did he do? He went and gave a bundle of vegetables in the shuk. He went in the shuk and gave a bundle of vegetables. He said, I want to marry you. Even according to the opinion that says that we are concerned, maybe the father wants the marriage. That's only if it's done in a nice, honorable way. Over here, Aval derech bizayon, no, if it's done in a disgraceful way like this, it doesn't count. Hold on, which part is disgraceful? Was it what he gave, the vegetables, or was it where he gave it, in the shuk? Supposed to do it in a more proper place, like a hall. The Gemara says, Amar le ravacha medifti l'arvina, bizayon demai, which disgrace is it? I bizayon de yarka, I bizayon de shuka, is it the vegetables or the shuk? So nafka mina de kadish bekasva b'shuka, or bekisha de yarka b'veita. What's the difference? Who cares? So the Gemara says, the difference is, what if he does kiddushin with her, with money, but in his shuk, in the shuk. Or he did kiddushin with her with vegetables, but in his house, where it's more proper. Does that count? The Gemara says, "My amar le idi vidi derech bizayonu." Both of those cases are disgraceful also. No, you do it in a proper place, in a more modest place, with money or with a ring or something along those lines, do kiddushin. So this is actually very interesting halakha. It's not brought down in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, but from here, from what I understand, is that you have to make sure that the way kiddushin is done cannot be in a disgraceful way. Kiddushin has to be done in a respectful way. I'll finish with this. Ha'ud amar le kerivai, v'hi amar le kerivai. There's an interesting story. There was a man who, the man and the woman, they both had a child, and they wanted to marry the daughter off to their relatives. So the father wanted to marry off the daughter to his nephew, and the wife wanted to marry off her daughter to her nephew. So now they start arguing. Okay, who gets to marry her off? So kafte ad amar la tehebe de kriva. So she convinced him until he said, okay, fine, we'll marry her off to your relative. The woman's relatives, the woman's nephews. So the Gemara says, "Ada achlev shatu." He made a big meal, a big seuda, and they didn't do kiddushin yet, but they were sitting and about to start eating. Ata kriveh ba'igra v'katcha. The man's relatives, the man's nephew, came and married her on the roof in private. He went and married her. He did kiddushin with her. The Gemara says, "Amar abaye." So Amar abaye kitiv. It says in the pasuk, "Sheerit Israel lo yasu avlav lo yidaberu chazav." Sheerit Israel, they're not going to do these type of things and speak falsely. Meaning, a guy, man who says something like that, he's going to marry her off to this woman, to this man, he's going to keep his word. So the father was not okay with that marriage happening with his nephew. Rava says, no, chazaka ein adam torech b'seuda mafsida. No, there's a chazaka status that a person will not make a big meal and just throw it out into the garbage. He spends 20 grand, he's not going to throw that meal into the garbage. So therefore, he made a seuda for his daughter to marry the wife's nephew. She's going to marry the wife's nephew. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between these two opinions? My beinau, ika beinau de lo tarach. Let's say he didn't make a big meal. If he didn't make a big meal, then according to the first opinion, he still has to keep his word. And therefore, he's going to marry her off to the wife's side. According to the second opinion, he says, no, because he made a big meal, he's not going to ruin it. There was no big meal made over there. If there was no meal, therefore, maybe he'll say, you know what? Ah, my nephew already married her. Let my nephew stay with him. And therefore, that would be the difference between these two opinions. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on Mandala and on Bet 44B by talking about a Na'ara can make a shaliach when she does not have a father. And then part number two on the Amud Aleph was that we said you need to do mi'un when the man does ma'amar with her, but not when he's just binded to her. The third part of the daf on the Amud Bet was, just like, even if we say according to the father, we would be concerned the father would have wanted the marriage if the daughter got married without the father's consent. We don't say that for the son. Right, Rashi explained, because the son is da'ik bin nasib, he wants to make sure to go and find the right girl. And the last part of the daf, part number four, was if the husband and wife, they decided the daughter will marry someone, and they made a big meal out of it, and then the daughter went and got kiddushin from the other side. So two answers why it wouldn't count with that side. Number one is the father would keep his word. Number two is the father made a big seudah, he's not going to throw it in the garbage. And the difference between these two opinions, if he didn't make a seudah, therefore according to the first opinion, he still has to keep his word. According to the second opinion, he didn't make a seudah, so therefore the kiddushin would stand. Baruch Adonai l'olam. Amen v'amen.